Hey everyone, welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. This is episode 50, and for this milestone, I want to tackle something that's reshaping how every AI application gets built, the agent protocol wars. If you've been building with AI for the past 6 months, you've probably heard of MCP, the Model Context Protocol. Maybe you've seen Google's agent-to-agent protocol, or heard about ACP from IBM. These aren't just acronyms, they're competing visions for how AI agents talk to the world and to each other, and the choices you make now will define your architecture for years. Let's break it down. First, MCP. Anthropic released the Model Context Protocol as an open standard, and it's taken off fast. The pitch is simple. MCP is like USB-C for AI, one standardized way for any AI application to connect to external tools, data sources, and workflows. You build an MCP server once, and any compatible client, Claude, ChatGPT, VS Code, Cursor can use it. Here's what makes MCP powerful. It solves the N times M integration problem. Without a standard, if you have 10 AI apps and 20 tools, you need 200 custom integrations. With MCP, you need 20 servers and 10 clients. That's it. The protocol handles discovery, authentication, and communication, and adoption has been explosive. OpenAI added MCP support to ChatGPT. Microsoft built it into VS Code and Copilot. Cursor, Windsurf, and dozens of other dev tools support it natively. There are already thousands of community-built MCP servers covering everything from GitHub to Slack to databases to 3D printers. But here's the thing. MCP is designed for one pattern, a single AI application connecting to external tools. It's a client-server model. One brain, many hands. That works great for tool use. But what about when you need multiple AI agents working together? That's where Google's agent-to-agent protocol comes in. A2A is designed for a different problem, agent collaboration. Instead of one AI calling tools, A2A lets multiple autonomous agents discover each other, negotiate capabilities, and coordinate on complex tasks. Think of it as the difference between a developer using a wrench versus a team of specialists collaborating on a project. A2A uses what they call agent cards, JSON metadata that describes what an agent can do, what inputs it accepts, and how to communicate with it. Agents discover each other, exchange messages, and manage long-running tasks with built-in state management. It's peer-to-peer, not client-server. So which one should you use? Here's my take. It's not either or. They solve different problems at different layers. MCP is your tool integration layer. Use it when your AI agent needs to read a database, call an API, search the web, or interact with any external system. It's mature, well-supported, and the ecosystem is massive. A2A is your agent orchestration layer. Use it when you need multiple specialized agents to collaborate. A research agent that gathers data, an analysis agent that processes it, and a writing agent that produces the report. Each agent might use MCP internally to access tools, but they coordinate with each other through A2A. Think of it as a stack. At the bottom, you have your models, GPT, Claude, Gemini, DeepSeek. Above that, MCP connects those models to tools and data. Above that, A2A coordinates multiple agents into workflows. Now here's the practical advice for developers building today. 1. Adopt MCP now. The ecosystem is ready. If you're building any AI application that needs external data or tool access, MCP saves you months of custom integration work. Start with the official SDK. There are implementations in Python, TypeScript, Java, and C#. 2. Design your agents as composable units. Even if you're not using A2A today, build each agent with a clear capability boundary. What does it do? What inputs does it need? What does it output? This makes future A2A adoption straightforward. 3. Don't lock yourself into one model provider. This is where the protocol story connects directly to your model strategy. MCP servers are model agnostic. Your tool integrations work the same whether the brain behind them is Claude, GPT, or Gemini. But you need an infrastructure layer that lets you swap models without rewriting your agent logic. And that's exactly what Crazy Router provides. One API key, 600 plus models. Your MCP servers connect to tools. Your agents use Crazy Router to access any model. When Anthropic releases Claude 4 or Google ships Gemini 3, you switch in your config, not in your code. 4. Watch the authentication story. The biggest gap in both MCP and A2A right now is enterprise-grade auth. MCP just shipped OAuth 2.1 support, which is a big step. But if you're building for production, plan your auth layer carefully. token management, scope control, and audit logging matter more than protocol choice. Let me give you a concrete architecture. Say you're building an AI-powered customer support system. Your front-end agent handles user conversations. It uses CrazyRouter to pick the best model for each interaction. That agent connects via MCP to your knowledge base, ticket system, and CRM. For complex issues, it delegates to a specialist agent via A2A, maybe a billing expert or a technical troubleshooter. Each specialist has its own MCP connections and model preferences. The whole system is modular, swappable, and provider independent. That's the future of AI development. Not monolithic apps, but networks of specialized agents connected by open protocols and powered by the best model for each task. All right, that's your agent protocol strategy for episode 50. MCP for tools, A2A for coordination, composable agents in between, and a model routing layer that keeps you flexible. Try CrazyRouter at crazyrouter.com. One API key, all the models, ready for the agent era. See you next episode.